Is stillness possible? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Is stillness possible? Think about that. We want to live in stillness. We want to live in bliss. We want to live in quietness. We want to live in relaxation. We want to live in a total separation from the universe. And it's not possible. Not even possible in death. Because in death, we don't die. We are still living, and we're still being very active, and we're still doing all sorts of wonderful things. But is stillness possible? And the answer is no. Whenever the line on the chart in the hospital is a straight line, there's no activity, and that's death for that body. So long as the body is giving off body function attitudes, and the graph goes up and down, then the body is alive. Now, when the graph goes up and down, the body is not still. It is active. And yet, when we look at the graph, which measures only the bodily life signs, is that graph measuring what's going on in the atoms in the body? The number of atoms in the body cannot begin to count. But the number of atoms in the body are quite extensive. And in each atom, our activity is activity that's going on that's so tremendous that we cannot even conceive of it. We think, wouldn't it be wonderful to have the energy from a windmill to give us power to run our household? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the solar banks up on top of our house to give us energy and give us power to run our house? Wouldn't it be wonderful? My goodness, if we could just think this thought, that we have the power of the universe within us in our atoms and in the energy that's inside the atoms, and that is available to us to do anything we want. I like the masters of the Far East, where they said this temple not built by hands, that whenever any of the masters would go into the temple, it would be immediately illumined. It'd be illumined by their consciousness, by their attitude, by their choice. And when they would leave, then it would be dark. And if anyone was in there who was not a master, they would not have that illumination. But you see, everyone is a master. Everyone can have that illumination. Everyone has this constant activity going on within them. Everyone is all power. You see, stillness, as we interpret stillness to be, is the lack of movement, attitude, or consciousness. And everything has eternal consciousness to it. Everything has eternal life to it. We burn a log, and that log one time was a seed. And that seed, where did it come from? That seed went into the ground and became a tree. And then that seed that was a tree was cut down and used to build a house. And it was the walls of a house for many, many, many years. And then the house was remodeled, and the old lumber was taken out and sawed up and used as fireplace wood. And it burned up and was no longer the log, no longer the wood. And everyone who looked at it said, "My, what a lovely piece of firewood." And that was a treasured piece of lumber to build that house originally. And there was a treasured piece of lumber making up the tree, and a treasured piece of lumber which made up the seed itself. Now, we have the opportunity of living in the movement, the vitality, the dynamics of life, if we wish, and living in it eternally. Our basic problem in doing it, though, is when we say that the mechanisms that we have wear out. We think of ourselves as an automobile, and that when we age and we are put aside, then it's like death and the body is put aside. But we do know that the spirit and the reality that we are lives on. Well, so does our body. Our body is a concept. And as long as we keep our body as a pure concept in our mind, it will exist as a very real thing. It'll exist as a very definite idea that will always be the concept of who and what we are. It's kind of exciting, but is it possible to know stillness? Is it possible to ever be in a state of stillness? And the answer has to be no. There's no way to know stillness as we define it, because life, substance, people, animals, things, places, are all in a constant state of movement at all times. And in this state of movement, they are doing beautiful things. They're expressing themselves. They're being themselves and having fun. Don't worry about the stillness. Don't worry about anything, in fact. Just live in the joy of who you are, the joy that says you are a beautiful being, beloved by all, especially yourself. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.